This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالاً كثيراً ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيباً يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولاً سديداً يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزاً عظيماً أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah azza wa jal, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I remind myself and you of taqwallah, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you and I an increase in our love for him, our fear of him, and our hope in his mercy. Allahumma ameen. I wish to welcome you back to the first Jumu'ah of term 4, the final term of our 2021 academic year here at Al Ameen College. And as we begin this term, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to complete it with good health, with great accomplishments in our faith, in our adherence to the truth and the practice of the tradition and sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that Allah keeps us healthy and prosperous and allows those of you who are transitioning in their final year with us, our year 12s, to end it today with good akhlaq and khayr, that you have a transition into future endeavors that makes us continue to be proud of you for many, many years and decades to come. Allahumma ameen. I wish to begin by telling you the story of a zebra. You say that's a strange topic for khutbat al-jum'ah, Shaykh Yahya. Zebras, as you know, are white with black stripes, or black with white stripes, depending about how you look at them. And one of the strange things about zebras is that animals that are the prey of apex predators like lions and leopards, they usually want to camouflage themselves in the area that they habitat and live. And those of you who are studying social sciences and biology, you will know that zebras are in areas of savannas and tall grass that is normally tan in color, greenish in color. So it's surprising from an evolutionary perspective that a zebra is white and black. How does it hide itself from the lion, which does camouflage itself in the grass? Lions and leopards and jaguars in the grass, they're very stealthy. They're colored the same as everything you see around them. And they can sneak up on the zebra and the wildebeest without being detected, coming from a place where their scent is not smelt. But zebras are camouflaging. They're camouflaging themselves with others that look like them. What does that mean? See, you and I, we might be out in the desert, out in a savanna, and we got lost from our tour group, and it's just you and I. And all of a sudden we hear a lion roar. And the lion, we can sense, is beginning to stalk us. He thinks we're food, we're dinner. Now you and I, we might start running. I do not need to be quicker than the lion to escape. I just need to be quicker than you. Does that make sense? Because the lion's going to have one person, one meal. And it's either going to be you or the other. And that's how zebras think. They camouflage themselves with each other. So the weakest zebra, the youngest zebra, the zebra that is likely to be the target identified by the lions that are hunting it, is marked not by its color, by its shape, by it doing things different than the group. The Prophet ﷺ said the same thing about you and I. He said, the wolf, it hunts the lamb that is furthest away from the flock. When you're away from the masjid, when you're away from good Muslim company and friends, when you're away from the word of Allah, when you're on your own and isolated and doing your own thing and want to be different to the rest who are doing that which is right, and you choose that which is wrong, you become the prey of the shaitan, who in the example of the Prophet ﷺ says, the wolf attacks the lone sheep, so does the shaitan, Allah attacks the believer who strays from the jama'ah. And I want you to think to yourself about the race you make with yourself, not others, to be of the first people to come to the masjid and musalla for salah. The race that you have to be the first person who arrives in class, to sit at a place where you're not distracted, to be of those who is first to complete their duties and their homework and their chores at home, to be the first to protect yourself in the greater good of doing good deeds. And one of the great things that you and I have here in our school is that we've come together protected within our walls, within our gates, within our Islam, seeking to be better when we exit than when we entered. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you and I courage to continue to become better. Why do I use that word courage? Courage is difficult. It's easy to not make a change. It's easy to go along with people who are doing the wrong thing. It's easy not to attempt something hard. It's easier to fail than to be successful. It's easier to push away your homework and say, I'll do it another day, than to spend an extra half hour at night finishing it before you sleep. It's easier for you to pretend that your mom doesn't need help at home to mop up or vacuum the house before she has to go to work in the morning, so that you don't come to a filthy home and a full sink the next morning when you wake up. It's easier to turn a blind eye when you see somebody being bullied or disrespected, and just by you standing up for them, that it can be something that makes a difference for them and you and our culture. It's easier not to have courage. It's easier to just let the days go by until you depart our school and hope you will have success on the outside without having demonstrated sabr on the inside. See, that word sabr, sadly, it's falsely translated as just being patient. Being patient sometimes gives you, it's a bad English word to describe sabr. Because a patient is someone who sits in hospital waiting to get better, right? When you say, oh, the patient is waiting for the doctor, the patient is waiting for the surgeon, the patient is waiting for his cast to heal and bones to get better. It makes you think that to have patience, you're just sitting and waiting. But for us as Muslims, patience is action. And it's courage. One of the best things for your mental health that makes you better as a human being, that gives you energy in life, is to put yourself in situations that are difficult for you. SubhanAllah, some of our high school students, I had to speak to them personally to get them to sign up for the Quran competition. said, Sheikh, I don't want to go up on the stage, you know. I'm getting a little bit older. It used to be okay when I was in year 7 or 8. And Sheikh, I'm now in... Oh, I don't want to make a mistake. Everybody's gonna... You can coast through life. You can get away. You don't have to go on the stage. But I can tell you that that becomes a part of your character, becomes a part of you looking for the easier way out. And for us as Muslims, the easier way out is never the correct way out if it is something that doesn't allow you to do that which is right or that which is better in life. Courage is not just something in the heart, but it's an action and a determined thought. Subhanallah, as life moves forward, you are going to need more and more courage. You are going to need more and more sabr. You are going to need to push yourself when your parents don't push you, when your teachers don't push you. You're going to need to say, I'm not going to accept a 60. I'm not just going to say 74 is good enough. Oh, I was just 1 point off that A. It's to say to yourself, if I can get this far, I can go further. And if somebody can do it, I can do it. And if somebody hasn't done it, maybe I'm the one that can accomplish it. The sky is literally the limit. And there is nothing that you set your heart, your mind, and your niyya to, except you achieve it. That is the word of the Prophet ﷺ, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Your actions will only be achieved if you had intentions. Your reward will only be given if you really meant it. It's not just something, you don't give charity by accident. Oh, I didn't even know. Oh, I just put some money there. I didn't know. The niyyah is that you want it. You want to give. You want it to hurt at times. You want to give. So it's not just something that I gave what I'm able, but I give more than I can. لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرُ. You will never become better in your relationship with Allah. حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Until you give from the things you desire and love the most. Courage is what separates the weak from the strong. It's what separates the one who falls asleep when they should stay awake. It's what separates those who will be great fathers and husbands and wives and mothers from those who are going to coast in life and achieve little. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the stepping stone to achieving courage and to do that which is right because it's right, not because others are there to tell you, and to stay away from what is wrong because it's wrong, not because there's somebody there observing you and holding you to account. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum fastaghfiruh. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. As I look out in front of me today, I see some of my most beautiful and favorite students, mashallah, sitting here, nearly 1,000 of us. And I want you to know that the names you carry, they come from a heritage of courage. So as you sit here and your name is Ali, the name Ali isn't given to you just because it's a beautiful name, but because it represents a man of courage. If you're sitting here and you had the name Bilal, or Ismail, or Talha, or Ahmed, or Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not just because it's a beautiful name or your parent thought that's a name that fits Australian context. You were given that name because it has a story and has a life to its own. And your parents, when they gave you that name, they gave it to you so that you can try to live up to it. You can be sitting here and your name is the name, the one who was given the nickname, the sword of Allah, Khalid ibn al-Walid. You can be sitting here and you're Sumayya. The first woman, the first Muslim to lose her life because she said La ilaha illallah in the face of evil. You can be here and your name is Bilal, where stones were piled on your chest to suffocate you in the fierce heat of the Meccan desert, to break your spirit and to make you less in courage and less of sabr, so that you say a word of kufr. But it was ahadun ahad, it is only Allah that I will worship. You can be sitting here and your name is Al-Husayn, and you traveled to face an enemy of your grandfather and your father, and you lost your life in a moment in the desert fighting for truth, remembered until today. You can be those who have been given the names of the illustrious Sahaba and Sahabiyat of the Prophet ﷺ, but if you don't live up to it, and if you don't carry that heritage, then the shame is not for them, but for us in not moving forward. Take pride in who you are as a Muslim. Be courageous in your Islam. Make the difficult decisions where you turn away from the friendship of someone who's calling you to haram, calling you to disobedience of Allah, calling you to disrespect of your parents, your family, your culture, your school. Turn away from somebody who's not leading you to a path that is sirat and mustaqim. And choose to be part of the flock and the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The strongest zebras are always found in the middle of the pack. The strongest zebra is the one who's in the middle, camouflages himself with everybody else. The leader of the pack is actually in the middle there. They don't go out on their own. And that's where they find the greatest security and the greatest peace. The Prophet ﷺ would give two advice to our ummah. When he spoke to you as a person, in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he says that an individual, they should look at themselves as part of the body of the ummah. That when one part feels pain, the rest of us feel pain. That we see ourselves as one, we should see our whole community together. And then when the Prophet spoke to the ummah, he said to look after the weakest in it as individuals. Both needs must be met. And if you're with the big group doing the right thing, najawt, you will be from those who are saved in this life and the next. But if you're the outlier who's moving away from the jama'ah, you will find yourself away from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in the difficulties that life will lay in your path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brighten your life and bless your day and your night. May Allah allow you to complete this school year with us in good and return us or in you to us in the coming years. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our year 12s as we farewell them today, that they have a good end to their Al-Ameen and LIC career with us, that we get to see them and love them further outside these school grounds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of you imams for the faithful in years to come. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads our principal, our board to that which is pleasing to Him, deters us and our management from that which is sinful, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our hearts to that which is good so that we follow it, and lets us see that which is wrong so that we will be distant from it. Allahumma ameen. هذا وصلوا على الحبيب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد وأقم الصلاة